Zito, ready?
Ask me that again.
Are you ready, Zito?
I'm born ready.
Born ready. Do the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want money.
Good afternoon to the gamblers.
Hello, T-Bone.
Hello, Jeffrey. Hello, Zito.
Top to the moon, see ya.
This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates, by degenerates. Once again, just like yesterday, I'm joined by Jeffrey Gorman and guest producer, one Jose Zito Perez.
All aboard.
There it is.
Todd and Bailey are still investigating things.
Special assignment.
He's out on a special assignment, but don't worry.
We got you covered.
Todd still sending his picks. Todd was, if I see his sports action app correctly, 6-0 yesterday.
Sheesh.
Don't worry about it.
How about
he's
him?
Here. 6-0 from Uncle Todd yesterday. Bets, we're 5.
Would have won you a quick, cool hundo.
5-1.
Right.
11-1. Over our last 2 days.
Can you blame it? Are you going to blame that on me, or are we going out to Portland and blame it on a few guys in Portland?
It's not you. Like I've said times on this show before, it's the players. So it was tied 111-111 with like 30-some seconds left. Golden State has the ball.
Need to cover the three.
Golden State makes a bucket there. Portland comes down and misses. Portland fouls. We make two free throws and we cover them. That's what I was looking at.
I mean, just hit the bunnies, will you?
That's the situation.
They're giving them to you. They're free.
That's the situation that I was hoping for. What happened was it was 111-111, 30 seconds left. Golden State come down, didn't make a shot.
They're literally free throws, Tony. What do you do when you see a sign that says free on it? You take them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys.
That one's not on us. That one's not. I mean, it was.
Thank you, Tony. I feel better.
They won by two. The spread was 3, 2.5, 2 even in some places. So, you know what? I saw a lot of people smarter than us, a lot of listeners, who took our other 5 plays.
Sure.
Or whatever, 4 plays, whatever we were, and took Golden State money line.
Yeah.
So they hit the parlay.
You know what they're doing? That's changing on the fly. I like those guys.
Thank you, Zito. There were some hits of parlays out there. Not us specifically. But I mean,
that's what we do here. We lay out the buffet. You take and pick and choose what you want, and you leave the rest behind.
11-1 over the last 2 days.
Nice.
You're welcome. I mean, you're welcome, degenerates. You're welcome, gamblers.
Those numbers spell winning.
Let's run through the picks last night real quick. Under first 5 for Arizona and San Diego. 1 run was scored. Never a doubt. Minnesota first 5. I mean, run that. Just ride that fucking twin train.
Go ahead.
Until the wheels fall off.
Go ahead.
Atlanta first 5. Also a winner. And then I put you in as – did you have Texas money line or did you have Texas first 5? I put you in as first 5.
Yeah.
Which was a winner.
Yes.
Did you know that they also won the game?
Yes, they did.
But it was a close one. I believe it was – yep, let's see here correctly. It was 10-2.
Boom.
In the eighth inning.
Boom.
10-2 in the eighth inning. It finished 10-9. So if you're the Texas Rangers run line, that's a tough beat right there.
It is. That's a bad.
So those were our picks last night. Let's get to our best bets today. We're all 2-0.
Yep.
We're all 2-0 to start the week in our best bets. Do you want to lead us off today with yours?
I will. We do have some baseball to speak of. We do have some basketball to speak of. But, the ice is hot in St. Louis.
We got a hockey best bet?
The ice is hot in St. Louis. The reason I like the Blues to finish this series and go on and move on to the championship, Stanley Cup championship, against the Boston Bruins is because the injury list of San Jose right now. Erik Karlsson wasn't himself last game, has a groin injury, probably left the game early. Tomas Hertl, another high-scoring guy, hurt, left early, and Joe Pavelski, the centerman, the forward, the captain,
three of their top players.
Out of the game. So if they're playing tonight on the road, they're playing sore, Tony, but St. Louis is humming right now. Jordan Binnington in net. I love the kid. He's a youngster. I am taking the Blues tonight to end this series against the Sharks. That is my best bet of the day.
Tell you what, honestly, it looks like the Sharks getting a little tired. Looks like they're skating with cement in their
They've been here here before. They've been here before against Vegas. They went to Vegas, the same scenario, game six, and then came back to San Jose to win it. So they've been here in this playoff run this year. That's the only little hiccup that I'm looking at this. And I know it's my best bet, but this team's been here before. They've won somehow.
What I'm saying is back-to-back seven-game series can get to you.
Heck yeah.
It can get to you, especially when you're down and you had to come back against VGK. So that's your best bet.
Yep.
The St. Louis Blues. Todd's best bet is the Brewers' first five money line against the Reds.
Okay.
I also like that bet, so I'm just going to throw it out there, maybe why he likes it. Gio Gonzalez is on the mound for the Brewers, 2-0, the 1.69 ERA. And then Sonny Gray is on the mound for the Reds, and he's 0-4 with a 4.3 ERA.
Man, you guys beat up old Sonny Gray too much on this show. I mean, pitchers come back, Tony. You know that right now he's kind of in the...
It's more than just us beating up on him, Gorms. 0-4. 0-4 this season. The Reds have actually been much better of late as they were earlier in the season, but I believe Todd's going with... the Brewers, money line, first five, and Gio Gonzalez in that start. I'm going to go one place and one place only
give
for
me
my best
give
bet.
Me it.
It's the NBA.
Okay.
Milwaukee, 22-1, straight up, 19-4 against the spread. Average victory margin, 16 points after a loss all season long, including playoffs. You're an idiot if you bet against this team after a loss at any point, at any time this season. 22-1, 19-4 against the spread. Last game, I read it off yesterday. Let me see here. Last game, let me see here if I can find it again.
Stat it up.
Yep. Mirotić had 10. Giannis had 12. Middleton had 9. Bledsoe had 11. Fucking Kawhi and Siakam went for fucking 61. It's just not going to happen again. The Milwaukee's bench still showed up last game. The starters did not. I can't see that happening two games in a row. They go up to Toronto for, what is this, game five. And I believe they win by more than the 2.5 is what I'm currently seeing. So my best bet right now is the Milwaukee bet, Bucks.
You said it all right there, and if I may, it isn't my best bet, but it was close.
Yep.
Last game, 32 points for Bledsoe, Middleton, and Giannis combined. That ain't happening again. They're 14 of 44 from the field. The always feared Norman Powell and Serge Ibaka in Toronto. I mean, these guys playing out of their mind. Pascal Siakam, great player. It's all Kawhi. It's just not enough. The depth is too much. The Bucks are a better team. They're going to take care of business tonight on the road. Split in Toronto. That's my call.
I'm glad we agree. So we've got our best bets for Todd. He's got the Brewers first five money line. I've got the Milwaukee Bucks minus the 2.5. And Gorms has got the St. Louis Blues money line.
Let's go.
Sounds like a bunch of winners to me.
And Bucks, let's go. I need you.
We already covered the NBA there.
Mm-hmm.
We already covered the NHL. Wait, let me ask you this.
Yep.
Before we move on. Last night, the Warriors come back again. Down again.
Yeah.
Dogs again at half.
17.
Half again.
Deficit. 17-point deficit. 18-point deficit. Another 17-point deficit.
Absurd.
Win, win, win. That's what this team is.
I think we both think the Bucks are going to see them in the finals.
Hold on, Tony. We need to see them in the
finals.
Because if Toronto catches lightning in a bottle against Milwaukee, they're not going to be doing it against Golden State. Now, Milwaukee, you take care of business the way we expect you to, and your defense picks up something the Bucks the Golden State Warriors haven't seen this much depth and a high defensive team like that. Now we got something to watch.
I did it yesterday. I put in the Bucks to win the NBA championship at plus 185.
That a boy.
I just love the number.
Value, baby. You're
plus 185.
You're at Dollar General right there getting bargains.
I mean, at this point, unless Toronto pulls out something absurd.
What is it? What, Kawhi go for 70? Is that what it is? I mean, they are who they are. I'm not trying to sound like Denny Green here, but you know.
I mean, the Warriors, they just swept Portland, but they were down by 18, three straight games. Yeah. Like, there can only be so many times that you could do that. Doesn't sound like KD's coming back, to be honest with you. Everything I'm hearing now is KD is not coming back.
You mean after the season or this series?
Series. Like this season, he will not be back for the finals.
Tony.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I'm hearing
news to me because I'm not hearing the same thing, though I'm not hearing anything other than that, but I just haven't heard the deal. I know you get birds chirping on your shoulder.
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
You got guys.
I run the number one sports gambling podcast in the nation. Of course I got birds chirping on my shoulder. What I'm hearing is it's a 6-week injury and it's
It doesn't add up. Time frame.
It just
right?
doesn't add up that KD's going to be back. Just a lot of value on the Bucks at that number.
I love it. If KD doesn't play, I love it. Let's go Bucks. Because I remember I made quite a big wager with all these boys here at in the Heartland Studios.
And if you listen during that conversation, I did not peep up one time.
No, you
didn't. I didn't want to be on either side. All right, so that's the NBA. We went NHL. Gorms is on the Blues.
Yep.
Let's go a little baseball real quick. Do you have any?
I do. Jorge Polanco and Eddie Rosario. Need you guys today. Get those bats going against the Angels. I got Trevor Cahill on the mound. 6.95 ERA. Twins are coming back with Pineda. Michael, that is, a guy who we've talked about on this show. He's at a 5.5 ERA. So a lot of runs. I like the Twins. They are a better team. They are a hotter team. On the road, first five against the L.A. Angels. How about that, Tony?
Guess who's on the same side as you? Not me.
Todd.
Todd McComas.
That away.
Todd McComas also had Minnesota first five.
Good. He's 6-0 yesterday, folks.
With the Twins. We've been riding Twins here for a while now.
Hot team.
Todd also has the Yankees first five against Baltimore. And then Colorado first five against the Pirates.
Where's that at?
Colorado at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And then his best bet was Milwaukee first five against Cincinnati.
Very beautiful. Okay? Let's go.
Is that all your baseball picks?
That's it. I'm done for the day. I got three hammers here. I'm going the Blues against the Sharks. I'm going the Bucks against the Raptors, and the first five. I've got those
three hammers.
Minnesota Twins. Let's do this again. I mean, we just won a cup of coffee a day parlay last Friday. We just missed it on Monday. Today's a good day to bounce back.
Well,
let's do it.
Can I give you two more?
Yeah,
can
please.
I give you two more baseball?
Please.
Just to sweeten the pot a little
please.
Bit.
Please.
D-backs first five minus a half against the San Diego Padres. Greinke, five runs in his last six starts.
Kid can throw.
He can throw. Yep. San Diego cannot bat. Second to last in runs per game in first five is a 2-1 game yesterday. So I'm going Greinke first five minus the half with
nice.
The D-backs.
Love it.
This is not one of my picks, but maybe a lean to the under there too.
Okay.
Because Matt Strom going on for the Padres. No less than five innings in seven of his starts.
Okay.
His last seven starts. And he's given up in his last seven starts 1-0-1-2-2-2.
Yeah, I mean, Greinke against those stats.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You got to go. Yeah.
I mean, if he gives up his traditional two runs
exactly.
and Greinke gives up zero, the lean of the under there, not terrible. So,
Tony
but
wins.
I'm going D-backs there, first five minus a half.
Yeah.
And then the battle of the no-bats here, Detroit. And the Miami Marlins.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What are you doing? We say bad teams, you know what they do better than other teams? They lose.
Correct.
We've got a couple of the losing teams right here, but Tony has got the elixir. What is it?
I'm not picking a side.
Okay, good.
Whew. I'm not picking a side, okay? Whew. I'm not picking a side, Jeffrey. I'm taking the other strictly because Miami's last. And Detroit is 28.
I like it, Tony.
And run for a game under or first five, and they're going against two pitchers with sub 2.5 ERAs.
Beautiful, Tony.
So,
I love it. You're betting on baseball today.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You're not betting on teams. You're betting on baseball.
Correct. Baseball, the sport, America's yes. pastime of baseball.
Yes.
So those are all picks. All of our picks today. I have Todd's picks in here. This cup of coffee a day parlay.
It's going to be a beauty.
So it's not a bad one here.
I'll say this, more than a handful of teams in this parlay.
What do you mean?
More than a handful.
Okay, so we've got our eight-team cup of coffee a day parlay.
See that? More than a handful, Tony.
My picks, your picks, Todd picks, and Zito gave us a couple of leans beforehand.
What do we got?
Yep. Well, let's not worry about that, okay?
Fair enough.
We have the Milwaukee Brewers first five from Todd and I.
That sounds like a win.
We got the Arizona Diamondbacks first five from myself.
A victory.
St. Louis Blues from you. The Milwaukee Bucks from everyone.
Yep.
The Yankees from Todd.
That's a win.
First five. Colorado Rockies first five from Todd.
Let's go, Todd.
Minnesota Twins, obviously.
Need you guys.
You and Todd there. And Detroit, Miami Marlins under first five.
There you
eight
go, Tony.
Teams there. I mean, this is just
five,
four, $600.
Oh,
a cool $600. Oh, Zito liked that one.
That is what I'm talking
you like
about.
Like that, Z?
New car battery.
There you go. Yeah.
Five to win $600. We appreciate
That's what we do.
Everyone.
That's what we do.
Follow us on the Action app, myaction.app/rubberbets. Follow us on Twitter @rubberbets. Do we have a guest confirmed? Did you confirm your guest?
Thursday, the special guest has confirmed from Las Vegas.
Do you want to announce who it is or no?
I do not.
Okay,
I want to
keep
people on the edge of their seat or on the edge of their car seat. But folks, if you are on the edge of your car seat, get back to normal. You're driving. Be safe out there.
Also, a shout out to the Action Network for giving us the Bet Labs. We could start building some models here.
Let's go.
Have to do the demo because I don't know how to use it. Because there's a lot of information.
Dr. Diggs, the scientist.
I'll be fiddling around in there. You know what? And it just thanks everyone for listening. 11-1 the last 2 days.
How about that?
Let's keep it rolling. When the train is a rolling, get on.
Get on.
Get on.
Hold tight, baby.
Good luck.
Good luck.